The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. It is 7:05 in the morning today, the first day of March with us, March the 2nd. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You know what? I just love standing out there listening to the producer screaming, is anybody coming in here this morning? Yes.
I wish I had a video feed of the fire drill.
It's not fun.
No and fire
it's,
drill. We
it, well, it's not. This is what we'd never allow this in show business.
And then we've
ever.
Also managed to completely screw up our microphones and our producer who was here yesterday.
Well, good morning. It's 45 degrees in the downtown studios. Isolated showers this morning with temperatures around 61. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures at 43. Now, tomorrow we're calling for a sunny, highs of 67. Tuesday night clear. Wednesday is sunny with a high of 70. And Wednesday night a low of 44. Our weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, where they're locally owned and operated. Shasta Gas Propane, where they give veteran and senior discounts.
365-3793. Veteran-owned business. Good morning, everybody. Gosh, you know what? A lot of things going on. Yesterday was the first iteration of the out and about in the North State with Nate Abarea.
Yeah.
He was giving his
Destination North State.
And he was out. Yeah, he was giving some outstanding.
Did a great job.
Outstanding. You know, this is somebody that's going to travel all over the North State, and not going to. He's going to have something different every week.
Yeah. Very long-time Reading residents, present company included, will recall a show called Out and About with John Reginato back in the day, and we wanted to kind of recreate some of that idea of our man going out there and finding – this is the wonderland. They talk about the Shasta Cascade wonderland, and this – you know, we haven't been pushing it properly, in my view.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me.
No, I think you
are. Well, I think you're right, Bob.
A lot of people feel the same way, Bob. Okay,
well,
now.
That's why we've got Enjoy the Magazine. We have them on once a month. And, the great thing about it is they tell us what's happening. You know, and they show us what's going on in the magazine and all that. But then here's Nate's going to be going every week someplace else.
Yeah, and he's got yesterday he was letting everybody know that he has Mount Shasta and Dunsmuir. And he's got the next four locations scheduled. Let's get Eldon on because Eldon has some good news. Of course, Eldon is what would be the proper name that we would call our intern from Simpson, where you are, you're on the baseball team, but you are majoring in
communication.
In communication. So you have been just a wonderful intern, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've been great at learning the boards, and we've thrown you in there to do the news with Bob Martin and Reed, and so I know that's been like a little unnerving, but you know, you don't know, you
we
can't learn
we
anything.
We won't make you do that again.
You can't learn anything until you're actually in the driver's seat.
That's
so
true.
It's like anything else. So we put you at the wheel. So tell us about this weekend, your games, what happened with the Simpson University, and what are you guys called?
We're called the Red Hawks.
The Red Hawks. What happened with the Red Hawks?
Yeah, we had a good weekend. We won 3 out of 4 games. We went for the sweep yesterday. We lost the tough 4-3 game, but we played well. We're making improvements, and yeah, we're starting to figure it out, which is good because we're about to start conference here pretty soon.
Oh.
So how'd you do?
I had a pretty good weekend. I did.
Well,
okay.
You're the catcher. You know what? The big thing is for you is to keep the game moving. Know how to call the plays. Know how to call the pitches and all that. I mean, you got a lot on your mind out there.
Yeah, it's. I think it's a lot of fun though. I love being able to call pitches and like call a game and kind of work with the pitcher and.
Hey, are you like in Bull Durham. So that you got the pitcher out there, and he keeps shaking you off, and then you walk out there, and he says, "Hey, I want to throw my heat." And you go, "Well, that's not what I don't want you to throw." And he goes, "No, I want to throw my heat." Says, okay, and you go back and tell the batter he's going to throw his heat.
What's funny is something like that actually happened yesterday, but I didn't tell the hitter because it was a close game, so I wasn't trying to give up the game.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted our pitcher to throw a slider. Uh-huh. It's the guy I'd noticed all day had been struggling with it, and it was we wanted that strikeout, so. He shook me off, and I just kept giving him the three, giving him the slider. I gave it to him four times in a row. He shook off every time. Then he stepped off. He got back on. He looked for the sign. I did it again. He did it, and he struck him out. So then I got back to the dugout, and I said, "Hey, man, I told you."
Yep, there you go. Just listen to me. I've been watching him all day. Besides, your slider's working in your fastball. You know, your fastball is just a pop-up right there. Okay, good. Congratulations. We're happy for you because that makes you all now like 7-7.
I think we're 6-13.
6-13.
Which now with 6 wins, we have more wins combined than the last 2 years.
You mean combined?
Combined from the last 2 years, yeah. We have more.
Than 2
wins.
Years?
Yeah.
I didn't realize your team was really that.
Yeah,
challenged.
My freshman year we were decent. We were like 20-30, and then the last 2 years have been a struggle. But
okay, but now you're in conference, and you guys are ready.
We got one more series. And then we got conference. So we're right.
How many games do you play in conference?
I think we play 32, I think.
So it's in March, April. So you've only got, 60 days left in school, though, right?
Yeah.
So how do you go to school and play baseball?
You mean at the end of the year?
Well, yeah, because you've got.
There's one series that goes past the year. We play 4 games a weekend for the rest of the. Okay. And we have spring break in there, too. So. Yeah, we actually, the seniors that are graduating like me, mm-hmm. we're actually missing our graduation because we have games. We have away games that day.
Do they make you pay for it anyway?
No.
Oh, okay. A lot of times you have to pay, you know, when you graduate, you know, get the gown and all that.
In all honesty, I'm not all about the graduation. I'd rather be playing baseball anyway.
Yeah, as long as you hand you that piece of sheepskin.
Will you ever get to have the cap and gown?
I probably could, but I don't know.
Well, you know, I just have
my parents are more like, "Oh, we want you to graduate."
Yeah, they wanted to have the cap and gown. Yeah. It's a very symbolic. I've had this conversation with several people. They go, "Oh, it's really," but you know, the parents really, it's a symbolic thing about their kid getting their college education and having the cap and gown and the tassel. What can I say? But anyway, so I totally understand. You know, what are your plans after you get finished with your time here in Reading?
It's pretty open right now. Basically, wherever I'm planning on going back to San Diego to start, maybe trying to do another internship, get a little bit more experience, and just kind of keep my options open and see what happens. I'd love to keep doing some stuff in the communication field. I want to try to get an internship maybe with the Padres organization too, and maybe go in their broadcasting. And go on the TV side maybe a little bit. So I'm gonna see what I can do with that.
Okay, good.
So I've really enjoyed this, and this is something that is really cool to me.
Yeah, well, check it off your bucket list, buddy.
Okay, you can see the mayhem that happens in the morning. Thanks. Well, yeah, because Carl and the thing with Bob is that now that we got past, you know, the sweaty palms, we.
You know,
Carl's in there walking in there.
As long as Bob has got the, you know, if I can hear the music.
No, but it affects me too.
If I can
Hello.
Hear the music, I can make it in here.
He's going, da 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 da, and he's walking in, and we're supposed to wait for the colonel to sit down before we start. And so you're going to be laughing because.
You don't have to do anything. You can do anything you want. You always have.
Let's share with what we have happen over the truth.
Let's take a break first. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460. We come back, let's talk about a lot of things. Prop 47. Talk about this weekend. Talk about. How a fight that's been the commercials for the fight lasted longer than the fight. I have seen, I mean, the commercials, 30 seconds, 60 seconds, whatever it was, they lasted longer than this, and yet the crowd went crazy. So we'll be right back with that. We want to talk about the city council. Of course, Proposition 47, everybody said it was screwed up. And guess what? It was, and it is, and it continues to be. But we'll be right back. Carl and Lindebach. Happy Monday. Get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. And I am just a devil with no despair. So beaver, Lord, take it. Crown Motor.
Headquarters presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories, plus kids trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, and much more. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Elements Lounge inside of Wind River Resort and Casino, Thursday, March 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. A special menu for a special night. Reservations are a must. You'll hear Pat Karch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Galen on bass, and special guest Rick Hill on guitar. Oh yeah, and the beautiful Linda Bot on vocals. It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, Thursday, March 5th. Call 243-3377 for reservations. Let's make it a special night.
It's Carl and Linda Bot and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good
Just
morning.
The two of you.
Yes. You know, we're not bantering, promise you. Bantering? Yeah, we are bantering, but we're not arguing.
Welcome back.
Feisty Monday morning. It's your turn now. Go ahead. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Welcome
Carl
back to
Linda Bot here.
Am I turned on? Am I? Is this thing on?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Are you on?
I am. Yeah, I just want, in case anybody's doubting that, Linda did not have me in an arm bar. I was not tapping out.
We can talk about that in a minute.
I love her, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Our friends down there, Leonard and his associates at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. He has sales going on all the time. He has just splendid, splendid, splendid jewelry. His estate jewelry is some of the best ever that you'll ever find around town. Linda is always has something on that she has bought from there or I've bought for her.
Yes.
Because Leonard helps you buy things that your wife likes or that your significant other likes. If you go and find a watch for him. And they, speaking of watches, they have the only trained watch repairman in the whole area. It works right there at Four Winds Jewelry. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. Head on down there. Like I said, there's always sales going on, and you can trust this man to give you a good deal and to always tell you the truth, a man of integrity. Leonard, down at Four Winds Jewelry.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this weekend. We've got a full-packed morning this morning with some great guests. We've got the next couple minutes here to kind of do a recap. We went to the Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet on Saturday night. It was a nice turnout. And, of course, it was at the Memorial Hall. And they honored
Dave Cockrell, who was the individual veteran supporter of the year or veterans advocate of the year. And the Anderson VFW was the group advocate of the year. So it was a great dinner. You know what, Linda? Classy Cafe.
Oh, my gosh.
Did the dinner. I mean, they prepared the dinner for everybody. And there's, you know, several hundred people there. And you walked out with the rosemary chicken saying, this is the best you've ever had.
I got to tell you, you know, usually when you think buffet, okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a snob. But, you know, food and mass qualities, well, the exception, quantities, excuse me. Exception would be like when we go to any kind of, you know, where the Italians are cooking. Okay, that's great, the spaghetti sauce and mass. But, you know, usually when you've got like a, you know, what they have, meatloaf and chicken and
pork.
You know, yeah, and the mashed potatoes. It was so good.
The Classy Cafe.
It was so good.
Millie.
I was pleasantly surprised.
And Kathy are just, I mean, the potatoes were great, the gravy, but the chicken was just superb. And the meatloaf, I had meatloaf. And the rule is you never eat anybody's meatloaf but your mama's. Right? Well, I found Mama's meatloaf. She has it right there. Anyway, great time. Big shout outs to Dave and also the VFW of Anderson. You know, usually don't go here, but we had one of our local policemen was suspected of a DUI, and it can touch anybody. And ordinarily, you wouldn't say anything about this except that, you know, the fact is that he was injured. We hope he gets better, moderate to major injuries. And he was he's still at mercy as of Sunday afternoon, and his current condition wasn't known that evening. He faces a misdemeanor charge because even though he was injured, nobody else was, and it looked like he was taking a curve too fast. Of course, there will be an investigation and all that. You know, I think that goes when you start looking at the amount of pressure that you have on daily life of some of the police and individuals like that. I know the military, and during a lot of deployments, we have alcohol problems with some of our people. I'm not saying he does. I'm just saying that people are under a lot of stress too, a lot of times. I hope that he recovers. And that he gets the help. And that's what's the bottom line is. If he's got a problem and he gets help and he corrects it, then we're fine. And it's kind of a wake-up call for him.
And I'm not
nobody else got hurt.
Exactly. But and I'm not saying because, of course, we don't really know the case until it's under, you know, all investigation. But I think that many health experts or in their field would agree with when you're under a lot of stress, let's say you may be taking a medication, maybe something to help even you out, or perhaps even an herbal supplement to help you sleep or help whatever, is that maybe just a glass or a beer can change your just in the stress of your body chemicals change with stress. And so anyway,
we'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. Now
you want to talk about the slam.
Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Okay. You probably haven't heard of this woman, but she is the bantamweight champion of the UFC. That's the, what is
and
that?
She's really cute.
What's UFC fighting?
It doesn't have those elephant
championships.
Ears.
It's unlimited or whatever it is. It's mixed martial arts.
Ultimate fighting.
Ultimate fighting. Yeah, the ultimate fighting championships. That's what UFC. And so you get into this and
cauliflower ears. She doesn't have those.
Well, and she's been in a couple movies and all this, and the thing about it is she's undefeated.
She's
great. And she beats them all in the first round.
Well,
she is a bronze medalist in the Olympics in judo. And her signature move in the UFC is she does an arm bar, which she grabs the arm. She puts a fulcrum underneath the elbow, and she pulls it down, and it hurts. So and you tap out. You quit. That's what's called tapping out is you just tap. And the referee stand right there, and he's okay. That's it. And they turn him loose. She's beaten people in different ways, but that's the way she usually does it. Well, the person she's fighting this time, and she's a headliner. UFC put two women bouts up as headliners, and this is completely not heard of before. Anyway, here comes Ronda Rousey. They get out. Kat Zandango comes at her, and they and Zandago picks her up, picks the champion up, and turns her upside down and drops her. And somehow in the rolling over, when they hit, Rousey has her arm by the time they stop rolling over and puts her in an arm bar. The fight's over in 14 seconds. That's it. Boom. Fight's over in 14 seconds. And the and that's it. And the crowd went crazy. Now, here's all these people paid all this money. And you got stars in there, you know, Mark Wahlberg and Diesel and Stallone. A bunch of stars were there. 14 seconds. That's it. And yet, people were really, you know, people were still excited about it. They thought they got their money's worth. Well, anyway. I didn't see the fight. I didn't. I'm glad. I'm glad I didn't pay the $48 or $50. It would have been the fight to watch.
Would have loved to have been there.
I don't know. You know what? If you're standing back, you know, you're getting a piece of, you know, you're getting some popcorn or something like that, and you sit down and you look away. Somebody's saying something, and you look up, and the fight's over. I mean, there's something. It was like the Muhammad Ali Sonny Liston fight when you beat him. Remember when you beat him in the first round, the second time around, you knocks him out. And wait a minute. Wait. I hadn't even gotten my seat yet. You know.
Well, speaking of history, right now history is being made by with Prime Minister Netanyahu.
He's here in town, and for the first time
here in town.
Well, not here in Reading, but he's in the United States.
Okay.
And he's well, that's kind of what I meant. And he's on his way to address Congress tomorrow, the House of Representatives and the Senate. Though some have decided they don't want to hear this. Netanyahu is talking about this.
Called him Netanyahu.
I know. Anyway, that is talking about the pact or this treaty that the United States is making with Iran and how bad this is and how severe impact this is going to have on Israel and how it will have on the world. That, you know, them stopping their production and then after 10 years being able to stroll into making a bomb is not a good idea. And there's a lot of people upset because a lot of people think that Congress should at least have something to say about their president making pacts like this with somebody that's a supporter of terrorism, which Iran is. And Obama has said, I don't care if you make some kind of law about it, I'll just veto it. You know, so what he's done is what he's saying is I can make pacts with anybody. I can sign them. I can sign the country up for them. And if you don't like it, Congress, and you put a bill up, even if, you know, then I'm going to veto it. And the only way you're going to stop that is if the whole Congress turns around and you get enough strength to override my veto. So essentially what he's saying is even though the country voted against his policies and against what he was doing big time, he's doubling down on all this. Anyway, Netanyahu's coming in here and going, hey, this is why it's bad. And frankly, I think we need to hear why it's bad from somebody besides Kerry and, you know, and the administration. Let's hear somebody that's got a dog in the fight, and Israel does.
And finally, before we go into our 7:30 break, Canadians are honoring the passing of Leonard Nimoy by reviving the practice of immortalizing Spock on their $5 bill. So when you go to Canada, you'll have your $5 bill with the image of Spock on it.
Spock's on it. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's kind of cool.
It is.
It's Canadian. You know, live long and prosper. That was his last, you know, his last tweet went out where he talked about what a good life and all that. And at the end he goes, LLAP, live long and prosper, which is what he used to say all the time. The guy was a class act. I mean, his first book he wrote was I Am Not Spock. His second book he wrote was I Am Spock.
Yeah.
You know, how can you get away from that? No matter what you did, it's kind of like watching, you know, the George Reeves after Superman. When he had appeared in a movie, people in the audience go, Superman! Superman! And even though he's playing something totally different.
Or the guy who played Bewitched. What was her name? I can't think right now. Elizabeth Montgomery. She was such a wonderful actress and did so many wonderful things. But it's hard to get her past being okay, what would have been her name on Bewitched? Oh, gosh. I have to look it up. So if
Samantha.
You know.
Samantha.
Samantha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she would wiggle her nose.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Peggy Reball. We're going to be talking about some things that are happening in the near future. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Reading Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everyone. Hope you're having a great day. It's Monday, the 2nd of March. It is 7:33 in the morning. It's 45 degrees out there today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? 20 years in the business, you can't ask for more or better service than you can from Alliance Heating and Air. That does make any difference what model or make of heating or cooling systems it is. They can work on it. They offer warranties and guarantees. And if you have an emergency, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. And I tell you what, as it's getting warmer, we think it's getting warmer because we can't tell what kind of weather this is. You need to have your system looked at and worked on, and just have maybe have all the filters cleaned to make sure it's all working. And that's what Alliance Heating and Air can do for you. They can give you peace of mind. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
And we were talking about a fantastic event that we went to this Saturday. It was on February 28th, which was the Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet. And we had talked about how wonderful the food was and the two organizations that had won, a group and single. But we did not talk about the President's Award because we wanted to save the best for last. Or is it the best for last?
Oh, yeah. It's the President's Award went to the Missing in America Project for everything they've done for veterans here in the last 7 years. By the time I got here, it's about the same time Fred Solani got here, and he started the Missing in America Project, which finds those veterans who have been left, not never claimed, and they're sitting, the remains are sitting in funeral homes or county homes, and there's thousands. And now it's in 33 states, I believe, or 34 states, Missing America Project. And this summer, in June, they're taking five remains from Reading all the way to Arlington. And this is such a big deal now that, you know, since Fred started it, and it, it's had, you know, it's gotten federal money, it's gotten federal recognition. They're going to close Arlington for that one day, so they can bury these, inter these remains for that day. It's going to be a huge, huge event, and all of it started right here in Reading with Fred Salanti, and he and the Missing American Project. As Fred says, you can't do this by yourself. There's so many people involved in it, but Fred was the head of it. So big shout out to Fred and the Missing in America Project. Now, speaking of other people that do things for people, I'm here with Peggy Rebo from the First United Methodist Church and Veronica Powell and Kaylee Wilson. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Now, you are getting ready to head to South.
Nicaragua.
Yes, we are. We have 17 of our senior high youth and six adults are planning to head down to Nicaragua this summer for a 10-day trip. And we'll be working with a group called Seeds of Learning. And we will be building and helping to restore a school in a rural community in Nicaragua.
Well, that's so exciting. So with us, we have two of our seniors, right?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Veronica Powell and Kaylee Wilson. Let's start with you, Kaylee. You're to the right of us. Kaylee, how did you come about, and also having your family, okay, you're going to go to Nicaragua?
Well, my family was actually very concerned of me going, and I came into this picture kind of late. They've been doing fundraising since September, and I only came in December, but my dad agrees that it's actually a very good opportunity and opening eyes, because I am a sheltered child, and to see a third world developing country is actually, just to see the other side of looks of things, it's eye-opening, and so, I'm really excited.
So your dad said, you know what, I think I have to let you go because this is something that will be a forever life-changing experience for you to have been to a third world country.
Yes.
Okay, well, so now let's move on to Veronica. And Veronica, tell us about your backstory about how you found that you were called to go to Nicaragua.
Well, I've been with the youth group for a long time, and my parents were actually a little bit concerned about me going because they haven't really let me out of the country before. But it's like a unique opportunity to be able to help someone and to be like eye-opening to different cultures and experiences, and to give them the gift of knowledge, because a lot of other countries don't have that.
So, Peggy, Nicaragua, what other places have you all been to?
Well, we have, we've actually done the last 2 years, we've done service projects up in the Northwest, Pacific Northwest. And so we successfully, the kids were really excited. We went up and worked on a really unique homeless community up in Portland last year, and built ramps and kind of refurbished a lot of areas that they had working on. And then the year before that, we were in Vernonia, which was a town that was really ravaged by floods, and we did a lot of rebuilding and work there the year before that. And the kids said, you know what, we want to do something, what more can we do? And they wanted a little bigger trip, and we're working through Sierra Service Project, who have been around for about 50 years and do all kinds of service projects for high school and junior high kids all over the kind of the western area. And they had an international trip to Nicaragua, and they've been doing this for a number of years. And so the kids all said, let's go. And so we started fundraising.
So what do you know about Nicaragua, Kaylee?
I know that it's a developing country, that there are kids who don't have the same opportunities as we do in America. We're very blessed here. A lot of them don't get to continue education. There's some of them, there's famine. It's different out there.
You know, one of the things I like, Veronica, about you all going to this is something that many young people have in the military. You have a chance to go to places outside the United States, and you get a chance to see just how good the United States really is. I mean, when you come back, you're going to just sit there and you're going to think to yourself, my gosh, things I take for granted. What do you look at for going to Nicaragua?
I look at that we're all going to come back a lot more eye-opened and realize that life here is a lot more luxurious than is in other places. I mean, we don't have to, like, drive an hour, walking an hour to go to school. I mean, we're a lot blessed in that way, yes.
I just want to give a couple words of advice because, you know, both Carl and I have had an opportunity to travel in many countries in the world. And I would say that one of the things that I notice with Americans, and that would just is to say, be humble, because you really are in their country. Americans sometimes have a tendency, because we get everything we want as soon as we hit the ground, where things are just at our disposal. So be humble and realize that, you know, try to speak a little Spanish. Just try. Even if it's good morning or thank you. It's just respecting their culture. The second thing is eat yogurt before you leave, because your digestive system will go through changes as you're there. So yogurt will help. It really does. I tell everybody when they're traveling into a different culture, even though you're going to be, you know, it just will help protect your digestive systems. I know it's weird, but I had a friend that told me that, who flew a Learjet pilot for somebody who traveled around the world and always said, I don't get sick because I eat yogurt. So I remembered that from the 80s.
Great advice. Thank you.
Hey, Peg, okay, now, y'all are here, though. I mean, besides sharing with us, I think it's cool that y'all are going down there to help. But you're here, though, for a specific reason.
Yes, we are. We have, like we said, we've been doing a lot of fundraising since September, and we have a big event coming up this Saturday, March 7th. We have a silent auction fundraiser, and it's going to take place in the atrium right here in downtown Reading. And it's from 6:30 to 9:30. And we have a lot of great items to bid on. We also have great appetizers. We have a number of local restaurants that have donated appetizers, and we have desserts. And girls, what else is going to be going on there? Is it going to be kind of quiet, or is there...
Oh, no, there's going to be a band there, the Uncle Fester. It's really cool.
Uncle Fester.
We have a local band. In fact, it includes the dad of one of our youth. And we also have a couple of our youth that will be providing music right at the beginning. One was a North State Symphony finalist, and the other two are accomplished musicians. So there will be dancing and all kinds of fun stuff.
Well, promises when you get back, and the date that you're leaving is?
We leave June 22nd.
Okay. And it's a week? Is it a week?
It's 10 days. So we'll be back July 1st.
Good, because it'll take you 3 days just to get to used to the time zone. Promise us, Peggy, that you'll get the group comes back to find out what their experience was like. We really want to hear after effect of
it. Actually, the kids are creating a video documentary of the whole trip, including some of the stuff we're doing now to make it there, and we all are planning to have a dinner and a showing of that, and we'll definitely come and talk to you guys. We'd love to.
Veronica, what's the thing you're most unsure about? Do you speak Spanish?
No, actually.
Can you say donde el baño? that means where's the bathroom? And how about this? Dos cerveza, por favor, which means two more beers.
I don't think I'll need that.
Okay, maybe not that one.
You may not need that one. Okay, maybe it's donde el calpectate. Where's the calpectate?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Yogurt, Carl. We're taking yogurt.
Okay, I'm kidding here. So what are you have any? What's your any trepidation here?
Like what I'm most unsure of?
Yeah.
I think it's just like the people there, and if we're going to be a good impression on them, and if we're actually representing like our youth group and our country like sufficiently, like that's what I'm worried about mostly.
Well, you know what Linda said, being the humble, you know, there, that it is their country, and you're there to help. And even though they're there to help, and you will think to yourself, well, I'm here to help. You know, some things go back and forth, but that's why you've got Peggy there. She's been through this a lot. Yeah. What about you, Kaylee? Do you have any trepidations here?
Well, one, I'm learning to speak Spanish, but I'm not good at it yet. So And also, like, communication-wise and what Veronica said, working with the locals, because we do need to be humble. We are in their territory, and it's just we're there to help.
Are you going
to
wear green fingernail polish?
Well, I don't usually. Possibly.
Anyway, Peggy, okay, one more time. When's this going
to
be?
All right. It's this Saturday evening from 6:30 to 9:30 at the atrium, and tickets are $10 at the door. And if you want to get tickets ahead of time, they're $8, and you can do that by calling the church office at 243-2403.
Okay. Sounds like a great time. And you know what? We really appreciate the fact that you all are putting yourselves out for this and that you're out to help people. And this is really is going to open your eyes. You know, you both said open your eyes. This is really going to be a – this could be a life-changing event for you, frankly, when you see this. And I hope it does.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks
thank
a lot.
Thank you.
Peggy. All right.
Thank
we'll
you
be,
both.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Motors presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, kids' trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, and much more. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-Counties Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is March the 2nd. It is 7:49 in the morning if you're getting ready. 45 degrees out there today. It looks like it could be an okay day. You know, we thought we might be getting some rain. It's going to be a little bit cooler today in the 60s. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, with, of course, Espresso Joe's and the finest coffee you'll find in town, different kinds, any make you want, any way you want it. Walk next door to the best tobacco emporium in Northern California. It has it all from pipes, tobacco, e-cigs of all kinds, and then, of course, the walk-in humidor with the top-rated cigars from Cigar Aficionado. Discounts always to veterans at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley run a super place there. Okay, let me get going here. Let's start far and come in close.
All right.
Well, okay. You know what? Oh, the Democrats refuse to discuss the home security problem, the Department of Home Security. They refuse to discuss it. They refuse to let it even come to the floor for a vote. And yet the Republicans are the ones that they're saying is, oh, they're shutting down the Department of Homeland Security. No, the Democrats won't even let it get up for a vote. And then because you know why? Because they will lose and it will go to President Obama. President Obama will then veto it. And then let President Obama veto it and put the Department of Homeland Security out of business, because it's the Democrats that refuse to even talk about it, even discuss it. No, we're not going to have anything. No, no, no. So here is where the Republicans need to grow a burly exterior and say, fine, on this one we're going to go with to a majority vote, and we'll vote 57 to 43 to push it forward. And vote on it, and then let the president veto it. They won't do that, of course, because that means taking charge. It's moving closer. The Proposition 47, foisted on the voters as a good thing, is now being realized it's not a good thing, because all the stuff they talked about, the date rape drugs, the guns that could be stolen, and, of course, the DNA. See, if you're arrested for a felony, they can take your DNA. But now, since they're not felonies, they can't take it. So now, what's the legislature doing? They are going to start putting in things like, excuse me, will somebody else take over here for a second while I choke myself to death?
Okay, so why, before you go there, in the headlines today, it sounds like President Obama is planning to pre-buttal of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech. Netanyahu's speech Tuesday on Iran nuclear negotiations. Obama will give an interview to Reuters on Monday, a day before Netanyahu addresses a joint session of Congress. The Israel Prime Minister is expected to oppose Obama's drive to get a nuclear agreement with Iran, says a statement of the Obama interview with Reuters, who has a huge international audience. Meanwhile, Netanyahu will speak at the annual American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, APAC, meeting in Washington, D.C., and that is today.
I'm sorry, but doesn't it appear to anybody else that the house is burning down while they're arguing over the color the drapes in the living room ought to be?
Yes, yes, absolutely. The house is burning down, and the house, actually everything is burning down around us, and so what are we doing?
Well, in Proposition 47, they're going to actually legislate more things than they're saying. Oh, you know what? We were not exactly right here, so we're going to put date rape drugs back on there as a felony. We need to be able to have the DNA being taken, you know, do that a different way. All these mistakes they made, and they're trying to fix now, and they should have just done it up front. Another example of incompetence at the Sacramento level. The city council here in Reading, that's moving in close now. City council, a meeting in Reading, is meeting Tuesday, tomorrow, on Record Range. You remember that this group of people were saying it's saying that it's, oh, we're getting all these spent rounds coming in and it's noisy and all that. Even though this is outside the Reading city limits, they already went to the board of supervisors who said, hey, work it out yourselves. And so the police, who are building bullet traps and putting cover over the target areas, they've changed the targets, and they believe that this is, you know, they're spending $50,000 on this to make it right. That's still not enough. The group here, and by the way, the group is the Mary Lakes Association for Peace and Safety. All right, peace and safety. Even if they make it safe, it's going to still be noisy. And, you know, and the fact is they can't prove that these rounds, these depleted rounds, or these spent rounds came in the last 2 or 3 years. This could have been going on for years, and they just happened to find them there.
Well, it's only been there since the 1930s.
I know. And people, you know, people actually building houses 300 feet from the from it. I mean, come on. I mean, you have to know this. Anyway, so but the thing you're going to see is why the city council is wasting their time on it. They've already done a study, and they've already said, hey, look, they've done this. There's no place for the Reading Police Department to shoot and to go other places for real good training. You know, you can't do it indoors at Nice Shot. I don't care, you know, as good a range as Nice Shot is, you can't train for tactical shooting in that range. You just can't do it. So people want peace and safety. The rest of us would like to have peace and safety, and we need them to have a range because, as it is, they fired 60 times at that one guy and missed him 59.
It can happen.
It can happen
to you.
Oh, man, I tell you what, how many rounds did we shoot in Vietnam for every confirmed hit? I mean, it was like, what is it, 150,000 or something like
you
that?
You put out a wall of lead and hope something runs into it.
Well, that's they fired the final protective fire. The only thing that wasn't going downrange was tracers. Now, good things. We do have good things going on here. Oh, no, one more bad thing. The Gulf Warrior Monument. The Gulf Wars Monument, and it starts from 1990 and goes up to, I mean, continues through today. It's a monument down at the library that people have raised, and the idea is to honor all people from the Reading and Shasta County area that have fought in the Gulf War since 1990, up into and including now. It's a beautiful monument, and money was raised, you know, in private donations and all that, and was put down to the library. Over the weekend, somebody vandalized it. They spray painted a very vulgar statement on it, a profane statement on it. I mean, you see things like that. They're cleaning it up. But when you see things like that, it makes you wonder about the cowards and the people who hate that much to do that, that would deface a monument of people who gave their lives, because some of these men and women in there have given their lives that are on that monument. And people who have fought to defend this country, who've done nothing to the person with the spray paint. They've done nothing to them except serve in the military, which is, you know, last time I looked, was a very, very, very honorable profession. So when I see something like this, it makes you, you know, think that, you know what, maybe we should put up cameras or something there. So if you could see the person who did it so you could identify him and then turn their name over to the VFW Post 1934 downtown Reading. And let them go out and make a citizen's arrest on that. Just a thought. Here's the good thing. The Boulder Creek Elementary School dance team won first place at the 25th annual street dance competition in L.A. Yes, yes.
That's cool.
And here they are. And they're on the front page of the Record Searchlight. They're a hip-hop team there. Mm-hmm. And the teacher, Lisa Winters, coached the school's hip-hop dance team during practice. Last week, they had a photo of them, and they won. Took first place in small schools division.
And also, congratulations if you're just joining us. Absolutely. That Simpson won 3 out of 4 games this weekend. Baseball, and it's actually on the sports page there. And so congratulations to our intern, Eldon, who is the catcher. That was nice. It was nice to see them do a turnaround. So
getting ready,
good stuff
getting
there.
Getting ready for the, what is it? Okay. And then, it doesn't have, you know what? Y'all are still working hard to pick up with the girls, the Simpson softball girl team. Right. Probably your coach won't let you play them, will he? Will he? It's just embarrassing, right?
They are a good team.
Okay. All right.
And coming up at 8 o'clock, right after the break, we've got, the folks from Enjoy talking about what's happening in the March issue. By the way, come join us at Wind River this Thursday night. Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. I'll be there with Pat Karch, Bobby Veramontes, and Bruce Kalin as my jazz trio. We do wonderful songs with American Songbook, have some new songs we've been working on. And, of course, Rick Hill is the special guest star playing his beautiful guitar. Music's from 7 to 9. There's no cover. They do have a special menu for that night. Please come join us. Make reservations or just hang out at the bar, or you don't need reservations. But do come join us. It will be this Thursday night, and I'm looking forward to another great night of making music here at Wind River.
Going to be a good time.
Inside Elements Lounge.
Which is non-smoking, by the way. All that 70% of Wind River, is, and people need to understand, is non-smoking at Wind River. 70%. And we're going to have a great time at Elements. I'm going to have a great
yes,
time.
Yes, we are.
We're going to be out there dancing. All right. Hey, when we come back, enjoy the magazine. It is 8 o'clock today, Monday, the 2nd of March, 2015. 45 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 60 today. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that there are differences between the U.S. and Israel when it comes to Iran's nuclear program.
Israel and the United States agree that Iran should not have nuclear weapons. But we disagree on the best way to prevent Iran from developing those weapons.
Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking today in Geneva, says that sanctions alone will not help to verify whether Iran's nuclear program is peaceful.
What needs to happen is that Iran needs to provide a verifiable set of commitments that its program is in fact peaceful.
That's Secretary of State Kerry in Geneva, where he also met with his Russian counterpart to talk about the situation in eastern Ukraine. The longest-serving woman in the history of Congress ready to announce her retirement, Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland, who is now in her fifth term, is set to make a statement in Baltimore later today. National Weather Service forecaster Bruce Sullivan says the East Coast is waking up to freezing temperatures and icy conditions along the northern Interstate 95 corridor.
That system that brought the snow to parts of the mid-Atlantic and northeast and some ice further south is will continue to move away from the coast, and we should see high-pressure system moving in from the Ohio Valley into the northeast.
Crews worked to clean up a mudslide that shut down a stretch of the Pacific Coast Highway northwest of Los Angeles.
I'm scared. The people drive so fast.
Sherman Oaks resident Jordan Orange telling KNBC-TV he's been watching the storms go by.
It's been crazy. We've seen a lot of lightning strikes.
And the Weather Service says the area received between a quarter and a half inch of rain overnight. On Wall Street, it's been a pretty good session so far for the major indexes, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up by about 123 points. And this is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
20 years of debt management services, nearly $100 million saved in finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps.
My name is Mike. Trinity brought us relief by greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
A new survey suggests parents are waiting longer these days to get their children their vaccines. SRN's Ron DeRockstra has more.
A study in Monday's Pediatrics shows parents are increasingly asking to delay vaccines for young children, especially those under the age of two. And that worries the more than 500 doctors surveyed who said it could make under-vaccinated kids and others vulnerable to preventable diseases. Most doctors say they sometimes agree to the delays, with only 3% saying they often tell parents to seek care elsewhere. Vaccinations against 14 diseases are recommended for children under two. Some shots combine vaccines, but children may get five shots at once under the recommended schedule. Ron DeRockstra, SRN News.
A Dallas nurse who contracted Ebola from a patient now plans to sue the hospital where she worked, claiming corporate negligence. Nina Pham telling the Dallas Morning News she's preparing to file a lawsuit against Texas Health Presbyterian and Texas Health Resources for failing to develop policies that were effective. This is SRN News. House Speaker John Boehner says the GOP dispute over Homeland Security funding is not that serious. He appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
We do have some members who disagree from time to time over the tactics that we decide to employ. But remember, Republicans are united in this idea that the president has far exceeded his constitutional authority.
Despite some opposition within the ranks, Boehner told Face the Nation he can continue to lead in the House. Two American astronauts have successfully completed their third spacewalk in a little over a week, but for the second time, one of them had to deal with water in his helmet yesterday. That was astronaut Terry Virts.
I'm having the same issue that I had the last time with as far as water in the helmet. It's not a big deal, just a small film on the visor.
Virts and Butch Wilmore installed two sets of antennas and 400 feet of cable to prepare for a manned spacecraft currently under development by Boeing and SpaceX. More details at EsraNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot, 8:05 in the morning, 2nd of March. Good morning, everybody. It's a Monday. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning there, Bad Bob. I know Bob. Bad Bob's he's equalizing everything. What a great day it is. Linda, what's the weather going to be like?
Good morning. Currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. Isolated showers is on the forecast today. 20% chance of isolated showers with our highs of just 61. Partly cloudy tonight. Calls for 43. Tomorrow, 67. Clear tomorrow night with 44. And Wednesday is sunny with temperatures ranging around 70 with our lows of 44. Weather is brought to you by each and every morning by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, are locally owned and operated. Give them a call at 365-3793.
A veteran-owned business, which and they give senior and veterans discounts. Good morning, everybody. Again, 8:07 in the morning on Monday right here on KCNR Free Fire Radio. And let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, gorgeous. How you doing?
Good morning.
Did you have a good weekend, you
yes,
guys?
We did. Very busy and productive, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, we did, too. We were in El Dorado doing a State of Jefferson town hall. We were at the American Legion Hall there, and people were outside.
Wow.
We had almost 400 people trying to cram.
Well, you know, of course, Mark Baird was on Friday, and give us an update on that. And one of the things we want to do is have the leader, one of the leaders of the Tea Party, come in. Because from everything I'm being told is that the Reading Tea Party is changing dramatically.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing, and I'm happy to do that. Because, you know, when you stop and think about what we've done this year and how we've changed, we've had Tom Corrado in and Andrew Meredith, the speakers, Fred Kelly Grant, of course, our sheriff, who's frequent, Walt McNeil, Chris Waga, who's a good friend of yours, Tracy Mann, who is on Common Core, and then Jim Wilson on Pray North State. I'm trying to figure out how we're getting this new radical image with these guests. All we're doing is
Jim Wilson's simply, pretty radical.
Yeah, you know, especially Jim Wilson of Pray North State. All we're doing is creating a platform to where folks can come in. We're going to have Rob come in, Rob Belletti, our police chief. He's going to come in. Like I said, Tom is frequent. We're just trying to be more community minded and you know, bring issues,
broaden the tent, open
folks.
The tent up, right.
I'm sorry, sir?
Open the tent up. Make the tent bigger.
Yeah, we've done that. Well, Tom Corrado and Andrew Meredith, yeah. You know, they're frequent visitors. I mean, it covers all parties. And Fred Kelly Grant, I mean, what we're trying to do is just have a platform. We've got this place where folks can come in and speak to the public and people can get educated like tonight.
Yeah. What's
Debbie
tonight?
Debbie Bacigalupi. I mean, she's a national speaker on Agenda 21, and she's going to be speaking tonight. She just spoke last in Canada. And it'll be at 2570 Bonnie View Road, in Reading, at the Destiny Fellowship Church, and it'll be at 6 o'clock. But, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to figure out. We've gone from being Wally Herger's peoples to Republican Party people to now, I don't know what we are, but what we really are is trying to just give a platform to folks so they can come in and get educated on the issues they care about.
Well, it's a you have to, like I said, you have to make the tent bigger and get more people in. You've got a lot of people now, but it's opening it up is a good idea, I believe.
Oh yeah, well, I think that's good. And of course, like I said, I mean the different selection of people that are coming in are the people that everyone cares about, hearing. So
sure. Okay, Terry, thanks a lot.
Hey, have a great day, you too.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye. It is 10 after 8 here on Monday, the 2nd of March. You know, one of the things that, you know, I'm going to give the time out a lot more and a little bit more of the weather because, you know, I study and read and try to better myself. And they say one of the things that talk radio that people like to hear on the radio when they're getting in the morning is what time it is. So if they know it's 10 after and they know where they are.
It's 8:09 and 36 seconds here on KCNR. And it's currently 45 degrees. We're very excited about having our two. I think this is my favorite part of our Mondays, our Monday mornings that we have here once a month. It's the first Monday of the month that we've partnered with Enjoy, and it's always fun to go through the magazine. I always learn something. I know our listeners learn about locations and businesses and what people are doing, and that the spirit is alive and well in Reading and elsewhere. You've got another magazine I just read that's called this brand new edition of Enjoy in
South Valley.
Okay, let's get you up there on the microphone. Well, because we've got
I'm
to get
a little
you.
Hoarse.
Okay, so wait a minute. Right,
that's
well,
better now. That's
okay,
better.
In the South Valley. So it's really sad. Well, good morning, James Masada and Rhonda Ball. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Good. How are
good.
You?
Okay, you guys are all.
Yeah.
The first day or second day of March and ready to go
yeah,
here.
Ready
and
you to know rock. What?
You know what? The we've you know looking at this looking at your issue of Enjoy Magazine, and one of the things that I really enjoy is there's what I really enjoy. I know. What
I
really how about this?
What I
really like uh-huh. is the fact that you know you talk about things I've never even seen before. And yeah. I mean I've lived here okay I've only
yeah,
lived here
us.
7 years but still
just so it's so exciting
it
it's always just great. Now because it's March James, do you care to read in the first part of the editor's note with of course our beautiful Lily Hamhofer who is on the cover. You have the Irish blessing. So, James.
I'll have Rhonda do it.
Okay, Rhonda.
Rhonda's the better
Would you like to read the Irish blessing?
Sure.
Because on March 15th, we're having a green beer party like you can't
believe. Awesome.
We're going to have corned beef and cabbage.
March
15th?
Okay.
I'm going to be snorting cabbage that
All right.
day.
Okay, well, so I don't have my glasses on, but I'm going to do the best
okay.
I can. Okay. May
well,
love and laughter light your days and warm your heart and home. May good and faithful friends be yours wherever you may roam. May peace and plenty bless your world with joy that long endures. May all life's passing seasons bring the best to you and yours.
Good
That's
job,
wonderful.
Rhonda.
No, I mean, it's just
may
great.
May you be in heaven for an hour before the devil knows you're dead.
And may the last face, and the last face you see be mine.
Yeah. And the last word you hear is, how do I reload this?
Well, you have a new edition here. I've not seen this before. Where you, when we're going through the magazine side notes.
Oh, we just started doing
yes,
that.
I'm liking that.
Yes.
It's giving you a little, and it has James Masada and Rhonda Ball. I had the picture of the two of you, and that you do host the Thursday night, the first of Thursday of every night here on KCNR at 6 p.m., as well as the first Thursday you're here, or first Monday.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like today.
Like today. I know.
Yes.
It is the first
yes.
Monday.
Yes.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
This is something that we just started. It's called Side Notes. And it was actually, we decided that we do a great job of promoting everything around us but ourselves and what we're doing.
Right.
And so it's one of those things where it's kind of built into our culture. We're not overtly.
You know, some people don't even know that the store is related to the magazine.
Yeah.
So people go, come in the store and they say, oh, yeah, well, we're part of Enjoy Magazine. They go, oh, really? You know,
yeah.
so.
We don't, you know, we're
right.
so busy doing
We need
other
to be better
things.
About promoting
yeah.
what we do.
So what we decided to do is called Side Notes. It's a page that's basically kind of a synopsis of things each month that we're into, what we're doing, what we're supporting. And just reminding people, you know, of the things that they can do and what our magazine stands for and things that we're all involved in as far as, you know, what am I looking for? Like rotaries and clubs. And
well,
because we do a lot of that kind of stuff and people yeah. don't know that either.
Well, you're very involved with, let's just say, Leadership Reading, North State Symphony, Reading Chamber of Commerce, Riverfront Playhouse, Capital Campaign Advisory Committee, Shasta Community Concert Association, and that presents Shasta Live and Viva Downtown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are just to name
a few.
Some of the boards that we are on and how we
are
involved.
Well, you also play a part for the Downtown Reading Business Association, too. I mean, you know, you're there. I mean, anything that has to do with downtown. Yep. I tell you what, we're here with Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, and Enjoy the Empire. You know.
Just stay with us. We're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about some of the things that that you may be surprised are happening right here in the North State.
That's right. 8:15 in the morning here on March the 2nd. We'll be right back.
You see the start of a tippling way, with a love for the liquor poor Tim was born. To help him on with his work each day, he'd a drop of the traitor every morn.
Get ready to raise the rafters and rock the convent.
Sister Act, the smash hit musical the New York Post calls ridiculously fun, is coming here direct from Broadway.
Featuring incredible new music, Sister Act tells the hilarious story of a diva on the run who hides out in the last place anyone would expect, with a bunch of nuns.
She transforms the ragtag church choir into the hottest musical act around. And to her surprise, she discovers what sisterhood is all about.
Over 3 million people have experienced the joy of this divine spectacle.
It's hysterical, moving, and pure, unadulterated fun.
And the best thing about Sister Act, you'll leave the theater feeling amazing.
So bring your friends, bring your family, and come shake what your mother superior gave you at Sister Act, America's new musical comedy classic.
At the Reading Civic Auditorium, Wednesday, March 25th at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale at readingcivic.com or 229-0022. Sponsored by Action News Now, the Record Searchlight, and this radio station.
For a tax pro who not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Tortilla Flats Restaurant on February 25th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Deanne Parker to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs, or if you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experienced tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend our financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
It's back to the 80s with Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Gear to Remember, Saturday, March 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include awards presentation, dinner, and silent auction. Celebrate with the 61 organizations that received funds in 2014 and the surprise additional gift to one of those organizations. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. So get back to the 80s with the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's A Gear to Remember, Saturday, March 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. For more information, call 242-4516.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
National News with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. We have, that's all right. Bob is, don't worry. We're going to have some of that Irish music and jig stuff. This is going to be going on throughout the show because we're talking about the March edition with our favorite James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Owen Pharmacy right here. I mean, Owen Pharmacy is offering MedSync service. What's that mean? That means that you can put all your prescriptions through MedSync that Owens Pharmacy is offering to their customers, and all your medications come due on the same day. That's right, the same day. No more multiple calls, multiple visits. Just one call, one visit, and if you can't make it, they will deliver it to you for free. That's right, for free. This is a locally owned, locally operated group of people from right here in Reading, the Owens family, second generation's running it now. I can't say enough about them. We use their services all the time. They have six locations right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. Not only that, but just remember this. Your pharmacist is your last line. They look at your medications, they know who you are, and they know if the medications you're getting fits into your medication scheme. You need to have somebody like that, and that's Owens Pharmacy. Head on down to Owens Pharmacy.
All right. 8:19 in the morning, currently 45 degrees. It's James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball here from Enjoy Magazine. We're going through some of the wonderful things that are happening here in Northern California Living and Enjoy.
I know you guys touched just briefly, but I wanted to point out, because she's one of my son's good friends, our cover shot. I know that you know the home
offers,
too. Beautiful. And Lily,
she's a twin.
She's an identical twin. Yeah, Lily and Robin. But I just love this whole theme, kind of captures a little bit of everything. We're going into spring, so you've got these great colors and her red hair. The cover title is Charmed, and she's kissing a frog to change her prints.
She's so beautiful.
She is.
She really
it's
is.
It's kind
and I know
of like
her.
Irish, too.
And it's green. Yeah, it has the green. It reminds me of Brave, the movie Brave.
Yes,
well,
yes.
It also reminds me of the movie The Quiet Man
Marina O'Hara
and John Wayne.
I really love the cover because it does everybody, it's invoked something in them. It's a little magical.
We've had a lot of comments, too.
The twins are absolutely sweethearts. And Lily, who is on our cover, is quite an impressive photographer.
Yes.
I mean, if you go to her Instagram or her Facebook, it's amazing the stuff that she does as a young woman, and just with a little camera and a cell phone.
What happened after the
truly talented, and we know her parents well, and her auntie is one of my best friends, but just a lovely family. So it's always nice to see. I remember when she was 8 or 9 crawling around in my attic to just, you know, pay her a little bit here and there to help me put my Christmas decorations away.
Crawling around in my attic. Yeah. That's where we locked her and chained her up.
And then she became the princess.
But the dress was provided by your best friend.
Oh, yeah.
She has a costume shop?
Chameleon Costumes. She's outfitting us this weekend for the Rancheria's big deal.
Right.
Okay, let's go back into, why don't we talk about rock stars? Sublime Cake Guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They just dropped off about 2 weeks ago a dozen of small, tasty cupcakes to our office just as a gift and to promote, because they were doing a TV show, one of those like Food Network things. And let me tell you what, we ate them and they gave us quite a few of them. They were some of the best cupcakes I ever had.
They were delicious.
I mean, they were amazing. Cake was so incredibly moist, and like, I was just like, wow, these are really damn good.
Okay, so we got turned on to, let's just talk about him.
These are really damn good.
We got turned on to him. Yeah. Did not really know about him, but we went to an event where somebody had commissioned, I guess, if you will, 8 or 9 cakes, and they were raffled.
Uh-huh.
But we were stopping at this event, and they had done a KCNR cake. And on the top of it was a microphone. Some of the people that were there have shows here. So we were supporting something that they were involved in.
Fundraisers from the shows we're having.
So he had a cake with shotgun shells. He had a cake with bumblebees. And I just thought, who is this? These are like phenomenal cakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we did a bit on our KCNR cake, and we had to leave because we had something else that we were going to. Anyway, taking it home, taking apart, you know, you think, well, it's a beautiful cake, but
it's not going to be
Oh, my God, it was so good.
The microphone was made out of sponge sugar or something and chocolate on it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a microphone that was standing up on
molding
the cake.
Chocolate or
and
something.
I just thought it was like plastic. It wasn't. It was made
it was
out of. I
mean,
the entire cake was edible.
It
was beautiful. We have photos of this thing.
Wow.
And then that's when we went down and we had him on the show.
We just beelined and said, we just want you to know who are. And then you see this guy, and he is a rock star.
He's
gorgeous. Yeah. He's got the mohawk, the hair that sticks up. I mean, he looks like...
Well, they are musicians, aren't they?
Yes.
By trade.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Okay, find out more about this guy. So in this issue...
Yep, so...
He's a punk rock musician.
Yep.
Yes.
That's where he started.
Wiley Sacheri, and I'm not sure,
hopefully we're pronouncing it
correctly. I'm not sure if I'm
pronouncing
it right.
That's close.
But they were on the TV show on the Food Network...
Duff Till Dawn.
Yes.
So everybody knows Duff because he's like one of those. He's had a shows on the the Food Network for years. He's a world class cake decorator.
Right.
And he has got multiple shows, and he sits as a judge on multiple Food Network shows. But they actually won something not too long ago too. They did a video to show how difficult it was to deliver cupcakes in a car, and they won a fully wrapped van from Nissan. So you'll see their Sublime Ram.
Sublime. They showed how tough it was. Huh?
Yeah, so they did a video and that you were supposed to submit, and they won. Yeah,
these guys are great.
On the Twitter from that television show, I love how you put this, added this, because it's so part of our world now about people.
Social media.
Social media. So the guy, Duff Goldman, His live tweet says, I'm nervous about Wiley not doing any fondant.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't do fondant.
He doesn't like fondant.
So Wiley's vanilla bean cake was off the chain delicious.
I'm not sure what fondant is.
I love the eyeball freak, because in the article you have to read about the eyeball freak. That looks nasty. I love it. Cloud 9, Wiley, so good. Dude, you got mad skills.
Yeah. So fondant is a form of... it's a frosting, but it's not. It's rolled, so it's very. It's kind of like a marzipan, or some kind of a.
What's
gum
a marzipan?
Based.
Oh, Carl, you know what it is.
No, I'm just going downhill quick here.
Yeah, all right, okay,
don't
worry.
Don't be afraid of your feminine side.
It's not
okay?
bad. I mean, I'm just joking. I know I bake. You know,
marzipan is not something you wear.
No, I know. No, so the fondant is a frosting.
Is that like underwear?
That you roll out and then you lay over a cake, so it's like a. Like
well,
a
that's
sheet.
What I asked.
But
it's,
they
yeah.
don't
that's what
do
I said.
That.
It's a thicker type of frosting. Yes. Okay, I got it.
You know, and that wasn't
so
the
he
first...
doesn't do that. He does actually like a cream frosting, buttercream.
You know what? He came across as being a cool guy.
Really nice guy.
Mm-hmm. And in fact, he's building me a cake right now.
Is he?
Yeah.
There you go, see?
In fact, I better go down and check on it. Because you have to get to him like 6 weeks out.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh.
So
right.
I told him what I wanted, and he said, but I didn't. You know,
I went down the day that the show was airing to buy cupcakes because a bunch of us were getting together to support and watch them.
Right.
I went there, and I literally, when I showed up, I bought every last cupcake that there was. Mm. They were completely sold out.
Mm. You know what? I went down there to try and get a cake, you know, like 3 or 4 days ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I mean, he really was.
Sorry, Charlie.
He says, I'm sorry. I am just backed up for 2 weeks right now.
Yeah. And they're down in Park Marina in one of those round buildings.
One of those little round buildings.
Yeah. Well, in one of the pictures here, you show that he's like hand painting. Sublime Cake Design started in a tiny shop on Bocelli Lane and moved to Park Marina Drive a couple years ago. This is from your article. Satchery's wife and high school sweetheart, Tiffany, is their customer service expert and one of their closest friends, bakes everything. Satchery himself decorates every one of the bakery's highly customized cakes, and customers gobble up hundreds of their cupcakes each week. Although they're growing steadily, we want to keep it small batches, he says. So that's why you have to order 6 months out. It's our thing to make everything by hand, and we want to keep it that way. I like the small vibe we have here. Applause.
And what people don't realize, too, is they were invited early on when they were getting into their baking business. Yvonne and I have some really close friends through Yvonne's parents. They're the Winbecklers, Marsha and
Roland
Winbeckler. I think it's in there.
Yeah.
And they moved here, and he is a world – she is too, but he is a gold medalist in the world baking competitions throughout the world. And he is known for his cakes. He's done cakes all over the world, and they're life-size, like Marilyn Monroe. He's been hired by baseball players.
We did a couple stories.
So they actually – the Sublime people actually got to go on a show as, you know, the Winbecklers did one of those bake-off shows.
Ultimate Cake-Off,
yeah. And they brought the Sublime people as their sous kind of chefs to help them – not sous chefs, but sous bakers – to help them in the kitchen. And that's kind of where they got a little bit of their training and – the ability to say, hey, you know, we could do this.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic. Pay it forward. Share your skills. And I've heard wonderful comments from this couple that you're talking about. The
Winebecklers?
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come on back. We're here with James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, and Enjoy the More. And we're talking about what's in this month's issue. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors, and that's exactly what he means. Every one of his instructors is an NRA-trained, National Rifle Association-trained instructor. They provide the most complete concealed carry training in Northern California, and for a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents. You take a basic CCW course. After that, they will help you select the firearm that's right for you. Give them a call at 999-1822, or check them out online at readingccw.com. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:28 in the morning here on March the 7th.
Ground Motors for presents the premier event sport enthusiasts look forward to every year. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices on boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing, tackle, guns, auto accessories, wildlife art, camping, and RV accessories. Plus, kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and chili cook-off, hands-on fly tying demonstrations, and the artistic wildlife taxidermy display featuring big game animal mounts. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, Wind River Resort and Casino stay and dine drawing, splash dog competition, backcountry horseman, and much more. There's something for everyone this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by Tri-County's Bank, Coors Light, Action News Now, and this radio station.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I join the flying column.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It is 8:32 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 45 degrees out there today, and it's going to be a nice day today. Maybe isolated showers, but everything I heard this morning looks like we have missed the showers. Mm. Partly sunny with a high near 61. Tomorrow sunny. Wednesday sunny, and it's going to just keep getting warming and warming. As we know, too bad. Hopefully, we're going to get some more rain here during the month of March. We're hearing some maybe out in the hinterlands that's coming in a couple of weeks. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway there. Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the Cheers of barbershops. It's my barbershop. It's Bob's barbershop. It's everybody's barbershop who is somebody. Goes to Cypress Square Barbershop.
All right. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
The place to go to.
We have
across from Subway.
We have Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta here.
Shopping Center.
From Enjoy
off Athens Avenue
magazine. And we're talking about, let's go into parts of the Enjoy magazine. A lot of people look forward to this time on our
show.
DC Kim
and the Man in Black.
Well,
it's Monday. Come on, let's have some happiness here. Let's have some charm.
I'm trying to focus on Rhonda and James and what's happening with the Enjoy. Right now, we're talking about small town charm. Can we just or small town charm? Can we please go into this?
Well, this is a feature that we just started doing last month, and we're hopefully going to be doing this every month. And we're going to feature a downtown in a different part of the North State. So I think last month was Cottonwood, and then this month
we
is,
have this
is
Weaver map, and we throw a dart, and then we go, okay, what's that downtown?
It's not quite that easy, but
not quite that easy.
Weaverville is only an hour from here,
right,
and there's
right.
so many,
and
it's a
so
charming community.
It is so
there's
charming.
So many things right. you can get lost in a day and a night, another day in Weaverville.
Lots of
twice.
Little shops,
yeah.
no stoplights, and
yeah, no stoplight.
The Chinese temple is a Joss
County,
House
County
is there,
seat,
and the. Olson Stoneware has been there for a long time. But there's just a lot of really quaint shops and little restaurants. And Mama Llamas is a great place to go and listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
well, you lived there. Or were?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Weaverville. In another life, I was there. But for about 15 years off and on, Weaverville,
yeah.
I would call it, was a second home. And so, you know, you've seen – and actually Mama Llamas – we knew the owner who started that.
Uh-huh.
It was in the old Morris building. And, you know, of course, Dick Morris, there's a lot of history there. Dick Morris has played trumpet, and a lot of people know Dick Morris that way. But Morris Hardware. So there's
uh-huh.
lots of history. And, of course, there's the Chinese Joss House. It's Kung Lao Fat Choi right now. It's Chinese New Year, Year of the Sheep. And they do, because of the gold mining history there, they have had a deep Chinese culture in Weaverville. And that's interesting, just to go to the Joss House and
mm-hmm.
wonderful, like you said, restaurants and really wonderful
art galleries.
Are there
any good Chinese food restaurants?
There certainly is. And there are, like I said, wonderful galleries. They
lots
have
of really nice
wonderful galleries.
Galleries. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
a little bit of a artesian or artisan, not artesian, but artisan.
Right.
Artesian
right.
is a water source.
Yes,
right?
I know. That's why I
say
like
artesian a, sometimes,
yeah.
and I realize no, artisan.
Water,
artisan.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is it kind of, is Weaverville kind of like moving into the art part of its culture? Because, you know, it started out, you know, it was logging and mining, you know, but mainly logging.
Well, I'm
and
sure
then it's kind of like,
probably
is it kind of like turning into kind of
they
like
they do
more
have
of
a great performing arts center there, and they
it's one of those
they have a lot of great galleries.
Thoroughfares when you're going from west, you know, east to west, that, you know, going to the coast. And it's a great place to, you know, book a stop when you're going through, you know.
And you can be, you know, totally unplugged, or you can and not, but it's a great place to get away. It's just so charming to be there. And I love Weaverville. I could probably live in Weaverville.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because she likes to turn butter by hand. And
yeah, no,
like
you
that.
Can walk everywhere.
Then you have to drive down to Reading, though, to get electricity, right? Oh, okay, just
well, no, actually, the guy used to head up RU, moved to Weaverville.
Oh, that's
remember
right.
That?
He took over that one.
Bob, look for Weaverville to become basically a bedroom community when the work on 299 is completed. That
oh, yeah.
hour almost of horrid road will turn into about 30 minutes of pretty pleasant driving.
It'll be like going to Red Bluff.
Well, you know, it's very interesting because
well,
299,
yeah,
since,
yeah.
since I think it was 93 that I was introduced to Weaverville, it seems that Buckhorn has always, there's always been stoppage. And,
yeah.
and it just, it, what turns out for an hour drive turns out to an hour and a half. So
least,
I hope that they
least,
do finally complete it.
At least twice a year, there's going to be a motorcycle goes over the side.
Oh.
At least twice a year.
I and
mean, I, and having gone through that, you know, and, you know, been seeing how fast I could roll it.
Yeah. We
I
go over that road every month because yeah. we go to the coast. But
mm-hmm.
It's going to be really nice.
That'll
when
be
they
super
get that
nice.
Fixed.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, the first part that they completed last year is amazing.
Great.
You know?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
All right, moving on to the next. What do you want to go over next in the beautiful
this one is
March
always,
issue?
Is, it's called Green Spaces, Sustainable Efforts at Shasta College. A lot of people don't realize, you know, Shasta College is working very hard and has a very
yes,
intensive program
uh-huh.
on sustainability and renewable resources and renewable energy. And
you know, Shasta College, we need you know what? We need to have the president on here because they have done, they're doing a lot of things to become, you know, to be really relevant,
cool.
including offering, you know, a 4-year degree
mm-hmm.
now
yep.
that they're partnering up with this another university.
Yep.
And you know what? And they are working real hard to do this. And you know what? We do need to have him on.
Yeah.
Well, pick up an issue because you want to read about what's happening with the sustainable efforts. But the college generates about 36% of its energy from a field of solar collectors on the north edge of campus.
Yep.
The I guess it's 1 megawatt solar array, began producing power in the spring of 2010 and has saved the college more than $300,000.
Yeah. I mean,
that's just amazing.
Yeah. And they use a lot of the food, the waste food from the cafeteria is incorporated, the oils and things, into the feed for the animals. They grow, I don't remember what it said, they grow a large percentage of all the feed on
85% yeah. of everything we feed on the farm
is grown there.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you think about it, oh, well, that's great, it saves the money, but remember too, you're also eliminating greenhouse gases for trucking feed, you know, to the college by truck. And so,
and if they're using you can also do in the biodegradable diesel.
Yep.
For their tractors.
Which I'm sure.
I don't know if they're doing that or not, but
I'd be surprised
if they aren't. Right. So when you're plowing the field, it smells like French fries.
Yep, exactly. And then they actually have installed LED lights through their walkways and their parking lots that are on sensors so that when you move, they go to 100% power. And after nobody's there for a while, they actually
go off.
They don't go off. They actually just go down to 20%.
Okay. Well, you know, we're getting ready to do all that right here in the studios and in our station here. Mike Quinn is taking the lead on this, and we're going to have it all in. It saves. We figure it's going to save over half of the electricity that we use.
Oh, sure.
You know, in here. And plus, in the last 35,000 hours.
And the reason why I brought that up, I know that my little soapbox, and this place is a great little soapbox area, but I just really feel strongly. I know that there's people that will fight you all along the way. And whatever we need to do, we need to do. But I just really feel strongly that renewable energy and resources and responsibility is a really important role.
No, we do too.
And there's just no reason for us, if we have the technology today, that you can't, take the time. Like in our home, we just went through and replaced all the light bulbs in the entire house to all low energy LEDs. And surprisingly enough, the color now and the intensity.
Is it brighter?
Oh, it's awesome.
The guy came in,
but they're also
expert.
Dimmable. So yeah. We have them on dimmer switches. So super bright, you just bring them down a little bit.
Okay.
And the color is really nice.
Yeah, we had the expert come through here, and he was talking about this, about how they can look. And, because a lot of people go, well, I don't like the color of them because they're too.
But no, the LEDs
you can dim them.
You know, at the Apple store, you can buy the Philips Hue system where they're light bulbs that you can change. That literally from your iPhone, you can change the color of the room. Just by with your app, you can go to blues, brown, So they have amazing color spectrums that they can do with these LEDs.
Anyway, that's nice to hear. So Shasta Community College is a relevant place, and a lot of Simpson University gets a lot of people out of Shasta.
Yeah,
Shasta has a number of great programs. Like I said, they're always trying to expand. So I'm glad you had an article about this.
Yeah. So am I. I like it.
Julie, we used to watch a show, National Geographic put it on, and it was called Preppers, and it was it was always something fascinating we learned from it. Some people would call it extremism, but
Is that the Doomsday Preppers?
Well,
I liked it. It was a fun
show. But there
was
sustainable. They talked about what would happen if the trucks didn't.
The whole thing was being sustainable.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, so there was always something that you could learn.
That's one side of prepping.
Well, in your article, the article there about Shasta College, it does say that April 22nd is going to be a day at the college that everybody can come out. It's open house for you to learn more, and they can share what they do with you. I think it'd be a fascinating field day to trip to take
the
family.
And the city also has once a year a big energy fair thing that they do as well, which you can learn about. You know,
they have it right down here on the
promenade.
In the promenade here, and you can do things like they come through and look at the energy in your house, and look at the water, they look at everything here. And frankly, we're getting to the point where anything you can do to save power, because we're in a big battle here over we don't have a choice, because by 2020, 30% has to be renewable.
Yeah.
We're already paying for that.
Yep.
And I have a feeling that if some of the renewable assets aren't here, we're still paying for it.
Yeah.
So it's anything you can do, like the LED lights.
Yeah.
I'm not saying petroleum is bad. We're linked to that. We're linked to that at least for the next 20 years, probably,
well,
so we can do it.
But, at some point.
But why not start switching? Yeah.
And why not preserve that resource as a backup, too,
as
instead of just
as you can,
sucking it dry and then we have no choice?
Yeah. You know what? Frankly, I think that the idea of having solar in houses that are being built, I don't know if that's a law yet or not, but I think that maybe people ought to take a look at, you know, they get a, you know, it could almost cost them nothing to put it in, and that way.
Well, the new programs now, we just looked at it at our ranch in Cottonwood because the bill out there, we're on like tier 3 or 4 with PG&E, and no offense to PG&E, but yikes, they stick it to you.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And we had a solar company come out, and they looked and said, hey, you know what? We can put – they'll put the infrastructure, the panels, everything. They'll install everything at no cost. And what they do is they take the energy back, and then they subsidize our electricity at a lower rate. So, I mean
– so you'll be paying
our bill
less.
Would be cut in, you know, a half or a third, and they would be taking the excess.
They take the excess.
Yeah,
right.
But it didn't cost me anything.
Right,
well, that's
right.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, no, seriously, it makes a lot of sense
it does.
Especially.
It, when you get outside the
Redding
area. I
can't even tell you
area.
What my parents were paying in Sacramento for a 2,500
square
foot.
They were paying $950 bucks a month.
When Yvonne and I lived out there with the kids for a while because my dad was ill during the summer, we were getting $1,600 bills just for the house. We have four meters on the property that for like the workshops and the barns and things. That was just the house.
So you just kind of wonder how people do it.
You know what? Okay, yeah.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about another business in town. Very exciting. Where do you get your stuff framed? Local businesses. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
On the banks of the roses below the lights are down. And I took out me fiddle for to play me love with you. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, hire a Johnny, lovely Johnny, don't
not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Mews with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Redding chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Elements Lounge inside of Wind River Resort and Casino, Thursday, March 5th from 7 to 9 p.m. A special menu for a special night. reservations are a must. You'll hear Pat Koch on keyboards, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Galen on bass, and special guest Rick Hill on guitar. Oh yeah, and the beautiful Linda Baugh on vocals. It's Lady Baugh and the Bluebirds, Thursday, March 5th. Call 243-3377 for reservations. Let's make it a special night.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back, lads and lasses. It's March, and it means St. Patty's Day on the 15th of March. And good morning and good afternoon to you.
Well, your middle name is Reagan.
It's Reagan, not Reagan.
Well, it's called Reagan. It's spelled like Reagan, but it's Reagan.
It's spelled Reagan.
Is that weird? My former name was Reagan.
You can't get away from it.
Can't get away from it. Reagan.
This portion of the show is, I want to bring everybody back here. You know, Linda's going to be singing Thursday night at the at Wind River in the Elements Lounge.
While Enjoy is here doing the show.
We'll be there from 7 to 9. Linda's going to be singing with her band, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. And, of course, Rick Hill is joining them. It's going to be a great time, a non-smoking area there in Wind River Elements Lounge. Good food, great food, romance on the river. Give them a call at 243-3377 and join us. Join us down there for a good night of great music, new songs, new little moves up on the stage and all that kind of stuff, right? And
I don't know about moves, but new songs.
Anyway, give them a call. You can get a reservation so we get up. Tell them you want to be where you can see in here.
All right. Mm. Let's go on to thanks, honey. Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta. We're talking Enjoy Magazine. And here's another wonderful article about a couple that have opened a framing business where they frame fine art mm-hmm. or just about anything you want to have frame. And right. It is an art. To frame is an art.
Yes. And they do a lot more than framing as well. Dan and Anna Mann have Redding Artisans Printing and Framing Shop, which is over on Hilltop where Showtime Video used to be.
It's by the car wash?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay.
I actually first learned about them from – we have a lot of really great photographers, as you know, that take our Enjoy the View photos, and many, many, many of them will only use Anna and Dan for their framing. And I've been told that several times, and I kind of went, who are these people? So I met them, and they're wonderful, wonderful young couple with three small children. And when I was there the first time, they had their twins in cribs behind the counter.
Oh, so, I love that.
They do printing. They just changed the name of their business. It used to be HDR Imaging, and now it is Redding Artisans Printing and Framing. They will refurbish or whatever you call it when you have old photos.
Restore
old mm-hmm. photos. They're wonderful with color.
Photo restoration.
Yes. Yep. And they do framing. They're going to have art classes. They just started doing art classes. And they have, you know, a gallery where you can check out a lot of different artists, their work and photography and but they are just amazing.
Well,
they're
wonderful.
Really
they will have my business because I want two shadow boxes made. And it says in your article, everything they sell is custom made. Services include custom framing, conservation and shadow boxes, photo mm-hmm. printing, premium, museum, archival and cotton canvases, photo restoration, digitally restored or damaged sentimental pieces, fine art, reproductions, high resolution scanning and detailed color matching. We like wowing people. Mm-hmm.
They do.
On board.
They use museum quality papers. And so.
they're going to be offering classes. Photographers will be teaching classes there. And mm-hmm. so they've been in that location since, I think, 2012. And they're just going to make it bigger. And I just wish them the best of luck because they are really
and
such
one of
a
our
neat couple.
Our favorite photographers, or one of my favorite photographers, is Frank Cratafil.
Wow.
And he uses them almost
big pieces.
Yeah. I mean, and Frank does a lot of work in our,
flashy
in our magazines. So this is where a lot of people are going to get their work done.
What I want to share with you guys, too, regarding framing is that I have a girlfriend in L.A. that's an artist, and she has told me before that the framing – if you have a piece that's a collectible piece, How you frame your art can make or break that piece of art.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
People don't realize that. They may just go, oh, I'm just going to frame this with something from Aaron Brothers or wherever. I'm not saying anything bad about Aaron Brothers. But the glass, it can be faded. You can have your art fade from just even in direct sun. It mm-hmm. can get water damaged mm-hmm. inside the glass. There's so many things. If you want to restore, like I have my mother's wedding dress and all these things that I want to restore in a shadow box, plus my dad, who was on the MGM lot, he was under contract, I have an original script of the Bells of St. Mary's and some of the things from that era, and I want to shadow box those two things that are, like, for me, they're museum quality pieces that I want to have forever pieces. And having an artist put together your shadow box, I think is really, I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there.
Yes.
Next.
So go see him and tell him you read about him in Enjoy
Magazine.
I'm
excited, too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else do we have on our Enjoy list today?
Well, one of the things you'll notice in the last few issues, we haven't had the What's in Store section, and that's because we're kind of reworking through that, and that's usually, you know, covering one of our artisans that are in our magazine, but we've started doing actually some stories, or we will be doing stories. The things are changing. We're just morphing the magazine again. But I wanted to point out that there is a really lovely article in here on page 77 called Renaissance Woman, and it's a two-page article on an artist that we feature in the store right now. She is is an amazing jewelry maker, and her medium of choice is copper.
Wow.
And her name is Ursula, and I'm not really sure how you pronounce her
last
name.
Guderian.
Guderian, yeah, that's what I wanted to make sure, because I'm horrible at name pronunciation. But anyway, you can see some pictures. She has some of the cuffs on in her photos, and really, really very beautiful, beautiful work. I mean, exquisite work. I bought a beautiful necklace for my mother for Christmas last year for her, and it was all hand-pounded copper and beautiful stones, and it was a very large, chunky piece, but it was like almost a gigantic sunflower that she wears around her neck, all made out of copper. Copper and brass, and I mean, she has a lot of different things that she uses.
But it's really beautiful.
Yes.
They are magnificent. So
and you've got that at the shop.
We do. Yeah, she sells her pieces around town, but we are fortunate enough to carry her stuff as well.
We're going to make a run down to the shop because we need to pick up some things for a friend.
Yeah.
Actually, two different baskets we're gonna need. So, been saving it up because we know that we're going to do the Enjoy drop, as well as, of course, the Lucero olive oil that we're out of. So, hello. But anyway, meanwhile, here's this beautiful look in the Enjoy magazine and the Enjoy store. You're going to see, first of all, I always go gaga over the jewelry. But I love the Vikings. I love that whole cuffy thing. Mm-hmm. And so
And the thing about these is some of them can be very large.
Yes.
But they weigh nothing.
They're like, hammered out brass.
Yes,
so it's not.
And copper, yeah.
And
yeah,
she's been doing it for quite
long
a long time.
Yeah.
I remember her being in Art Hop when we were doing Art Hop.
Mm,
so she was always one of the artists almost every month. So,
yep, you guys.
Pretty talented.
It's wonderful. Okay, we have 5 minutes left. Of course, we're with James Masada and Rhonda Ball.
Real quickly, too, we obviously have our beautiful, beautiful recipes that we do every
single
month.
And wonderful pictures of the finished meal.
Yep, exactly. And one of the things that we've just started this month, and you'll see if you go to the recipe section, which is on page 86 this month, we are now bringing recipes even to a higher level and step in regards that you can come into our store at any time and pick up a really beautiful copy of this recipe.
Oh, wow.
And we also, our Phillips Brothers friends have built us handmade recipe boxes.
Oh.
And so we're doing a promotion for the next 3 months right now. If you come into the Enjoy stores and you spend $50 or more, you will get a handmade recipe box, and you will get 12 months of our past recipes. But you can come in anytime every single month and get a copy of the recipe to add to your recipe box.
Did you hear that, folks? That's just awesome. Well, we're coming in anyway. It's nice to have the recipe box. And
they're the Phillips Brothers Mill
share that
boxes.
With.
Yeah.
Is that also what they're the people who do the Enjoy box?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, so this is a wood crate with our brand on it.
Oh, gosh.
You can put it on the counter. You can use it for anything. We're probably going to use it for multiple things because it's a considerably good-sized box. The, mm-hmm. the recipe cards are not teeny tiny. They're, I want to say, like a... Like a 4x8.5
Mm.
Yeah.
I think.
And they're very colorful. And so we're excited to be doing that, to kind of.
All right. The Enjoy Store hours.
10 to 6, Monday through Friday, 10 to 5, Saturdays.
All right, and always
for Redding. And then the Red Bluff store actually has longer hours because they have the wine bar and coffee bar. And then our new store in Visalia has similar hours as well.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Visalia, the magazine, there's more and more happening, though, isn't there?
Yep.
Well, you'll be here Thursday night to interview some of your, highlight some of your guests that are in the book.
Yep. James will be here. I will be here. I will be at a leadership writing event.
All right. Well, thank you for
joining. I have a special guest with me, or a special co-host.
Yes. Oh, is that right? Is this a secret?
I have to dig one up. No, it's not a secret. I don't know who they are yet.
Oh. Well, thank you so much, you guys. Always liven up our whole show here, and we love having you on as a highlight.
Well, thank you.
We love being here.
You know, the reason I'm just kind of ended this just a little bit early is I like to do, I like to just to say is my mom and dad were married on March 1st. Which was yesterday, in 1946.
Aww.
And they both passed away here, within the last 10 or 12 years. But my sister, whom I love and adore, put a picture of mom and dad and myself from a Marine Corps birthday ball on Facebook back in the 86 or 87, somewhere around in there. But I just wanted to remember them out loud. And, sometimes we don't know how fortunate we are until later in life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And realize when you talk to other people that, wow, I mean, you didn't, your mom and dad didn't do that, or your mom and dad did that. I mean, it's one of those things that you find out really how fortunate you are.
The sacrifices mom and dads do make for their kids that we realize later on in life, right?
Mom and dad met on, believe it or not, they were coming back from Europe after the war. Dad had fought through the war. Mom was a nurse. And they met on the ship coming back, and they got married 6 months after they hit the shore.
Nice.
And they lived in two spots far, far away. They just made it work for, until dad passed away.
Well,
so, hey, everybody, have a great day. It's 9 o'clock here on the 2nd of March. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Got a lot of great things happening. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it's imperative that Iran not develop a nuclear weapon.
This same Iran vows to annihilate Israel. If it develops nuclear weapons, it would have the means to achieve that goal. We must not let that happen.
Speaking to a pro-Israel lobby today in Washington, Benjamin Netanyahu blasted President Obama's efforts to reach a nuclear deal with Iran, calling it a threat to Israel's survival. Netanyahu spoke even as Secretary of State John Kerry opened a new round of talks with Iran. Speaking in Geneva, Kerry said the best way to deal with Iran's nuclear program is to reach an agreement.
A deal that meets the test of providing the answers and the guarantees that are needed in order to know that the four pathways to a nuclear bomb have been closed off.
The deadline to reach a deal with Iran is coming later this month. Also,